One of the most common phrases in Scripture is, be not afraid. Jesus says that often, do not be afraid. But it's also found often in the prophets of the Old Testament, speaking on God's behalf, telling the people, do not be afraid, especially the people whom God is calling. So often, though, it's so easy to fall into a pattern of acting afraid of God. We say, I don't want to go to that bad place when I die. And I'm afraid of God, so I'm going to just try to do the bare minimum so I'm able to get to heaven. And that's living a life of fear. But that's not Christian faith. That's acting in self-interest. It's not acting in love of God. Mary certainly did not act in fear. She was asked to do some pretty amazing things, unlike anyone else who ever lived, to be the mother of God. And yet when that time came, her response was simply yes. Because instead of being afraid of God, she knew God well. She knew God's love for her. She trusted God. And so when God asked that of her, she simply responded, yes. And so at the end of her life, it was just fitting, normal, for her, after living a life full of grace here on earth, to simply place herself in the arms of God and be welcomed into heaven. She was given that gift of being assumed into heaven, body and soul, as a way of showing us that that's where we are to follow. Not out of fear of the alternative, but out of love of God. Let's pray tonight that the gift of Mary's love of God might help us to say that's how we want to live, that it's a normal part of our everyday life, to simply want to do what God asks, so that whenever that last day of each of our own lives comes, we can do so and enter into that last day with great trust, simply placing ourselves in the hands of God, not being afraid, but knowing that God will welcome us into eternal life.